Warstones Primary School. The Dark I Forgot. Stealer. Let's begin. This story begins in Los Angeles, in the United States of America, which is probably a long way from where you live. Unless you live in Los Angeles in the United States of America, then you're right in the middle of it. The reason this story begins in Los Angeles, or L.A., as we will now call it, so the poor author does not have to type that long name every time, is because our good character lives there. In L.A., there is a music studio. It's just down the road from the pizza restaurant, and turn right at the drive-through diner, and you can't miss it. No, you've gone too far. Come back a bit. That's it. That's the music studio. And as the story begins, our good character is inside, singing. La 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 la. Not like that. Our good character was called Katie. Katie Holly. Would you like to hear about her? I said, would you like to hear about her?
Yes, please.
Katie Holly is 10 years old and a singer with long blue hair. She has one blue eye and one green eye and has a wonderful voice.
La 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 la.
Not like that. She was tall and beautiful and slightly spoiled. She had a terrier called Alex and two pet hamsters called Whiskey and Water. She loves chicken nuggets and pizza and playing football. Her clothes were jeans and trainers. Though she was generally happy, her family died a long time ago, and she was all alone in the world. Some people thought she was a bossy pants, though other people called her feisty and sassy. She always carried an elaborate handbag and could do a backflip. She has three friends, Bob, Jim, and Rose, but they don't appear in this story, so I don't know why I told you about them. She had gold studded earrings, wore a crop top, and was very good at hula hooping. Sometimes she wore a big green dress and a gold shimmery necklace. Her voice was sweet and sounded like hummingbirds, and as the story begins, she's singing a beautiful song.
La 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 la.
Not like that. Katie had one possession, and it was one she loved dearly. It was a fossil, a small brown fossil, which she always kept in her pocket, even when she was singing, which is what she's doing right now.
Okay, let's take a break, announced
the studio manager through the microphone, and the musicians put down their instruments and had a nice cup of tea. Katie went to sit outside for a moment in the LA sunlight, when suddenly a shadow fell across her face, blocking out the sun.
Who are you?
Asked Katie.
I am the Dark Stealer, said the strange voice of the person in front of her,
because it was indeed
the Dark Stealer.
The Dark Stealer was an evil, medium-sized person. Some people said he had a malevolent atmosphere, with evil stuck in his eyes. He was 5,000 years old, but only looked about 4,500, and carried a rainbow walking stick. He had a long pink beard, which he stroked when he was hatching his nasty schemes. He wore a crimson, red, pink and black robe, and underneath he wore a bright red T-shirt with black jeans. He had long fingernails and loved to eat insects and bugs. His lips were blue. He had rainbow-coloured teeth from eating chalk and had a voice like a dying seagull. On top of his head were lots of black spots, which you could easily see because he had no hair, and he loved to eat avocado. When he was not eating avocado, which were his favourite, he was eating cheese, squid and rotten food, which was his second favourite. And when he was not eating cheese, squid and rotten food, he was eating cucumber and peanut butter, which was his third favourite. But the thing he liked most was avocado. His catchphrase was "cool beans," which he used to say a lot when eating his fourth favourite food, which was cool beans. But he still preferred avocado. His other catchphrase was "stop, I almost dropped my croissant," which was odd because he hated croissants. He also had feet like a camel, ears like a donkey, and made 100 nasty plans each week. He was always hatching a nasty plan. In fact, he was hatching one right now.
"Do you have any avocados?" he asked in his deep, dark voice.
"No," said Katie.
"Do you have any cheese, squid, or rotten food?
No, said Katie.
Do you have any cucumber and peanut butter?
No, said Katie. Who are you?
I'm the Dark Stealer, said the Dark Stealer.
Do you have any other names? Asked Katie.
Yes.
What?
I forgot.
You forgot your own name?
No.
Then what is it?
I forgot.
Wait, you mean you don't know your own name?
Yes, I do.
Then what is it?
I forgot!
Katie sighed and tried another question. So, what is your full name?
My full name is the Dark I Forgot Stealer,
said the Dark I Forgot Stealer.
Oh, I see, said Katie. Do you have any other names?
Yes.
What?
I forgot.
You mean your full name is the Dark I Forgot Stealer?
No, I mean I can't remember my other names.
Katie stood up and started to make her way back to the recording studio.
Then do you have anything you could give me? A gift, perhaps?
Katie felt the fossil in her pocket. She was planning to sell it one day, but why not let this man have it? It would be a kind thing to do. Here, take this, she said, and handed him her precious fossil. Suddenly the Dark I Forgot Stealer laughed loudly,
LOL, LOL, and
and jumped in his pink car and sped away. The studio manager came out and asked Katie what she was doing. She explained she was helping a strange old man.
But that fossil was worth a fortune, cried the studio manager. We were going to sell it to pay for the recording studios and the album. Now we'll have to stop everything.
Katie suddenly grabbed her pink skis, clicked them on and said,
Oh no, we won't.
And off she went, skiing along following the tire tracks of the Dark I Forgot Stealer's pink car. Before long, she arrived at an odd place, where the tire tracks had led her. A pyramid. That's right, a pyramid. And it was indeed a very odd place. Let me explain. The pyramid was as tall as 7 double-decker buses. Black and purple and full of gold dog-faced statues, oil paintings and flapping bats. There was a strange gross smell arising in the air. Golden carpets covered the floor that was made of gold blocks, and you could smell fresh berries, which had been washed under a cold tap. Drip, drip, drip. The grubby furniture was full of soft, fluffy gold pillows, and there were red slate tiles everywhere. There was a burgundy doormat. An ancient Egyptian tomb stood against the slimy, gloomy, dirty wall. It was hot and dark, with huffs and puffs of smoke all around. It was indeed an eerie, hair-raising place, and it was the home of the Dark, I Forgot, Stealer. Katie skied through the open door and shouted, Where's my fossil?
LOL, and Mwahahaha,
shouted the Dark, I Forgot, Stealer.
You'll never get it back.
I challenge you to a singing competition, said Katie. The winner keeps the fossil.
The Dark, I Forgot Stealer, thought of himself as quite a nice singer and knew nothing of Katie's talent.
Very well, he said. You first.
And Katie started to sing the most beautiful, harmonious and moving song you've ever heard.
La 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 la.
No, not like that. This was the most lovely song you could ever imagine. Then, the Dark I Forgot Stealer started to sing.
La 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 la,
not like the... Well, actually, yes, it was like that. And he sang and he sang and he sang, and it was awful. But the Dark I Forgot Stealer thought it was lovely.
How shall we decide the winner?
He asked.
We'll let the bats tell us, said Katie. Bats? Mark out of 10 my singing, please.
And suddenly the flapping bats flapped from out of the ceiling and formed themselves into a huge number 9.
Beat that, said Katie.
Bats, said the Dark, I Forgot, Stealer. Marks out of 10 for my singing, please.
The bats flopped and flapped and fidgeted and finally formed themselves into a number 4.
Ah, screamed the Dark, I Forgot, Stealer.
Katie grabbed the fossil, jumped on her skis and headed back to the recording studio. She sold the fossil and made lots of money. I mean, lots of money. and paid for the recording studio, paid for the album, and even paid for a tour, and everyone was very pleased indeed, except for the dark I forgot Stealer, who sat quietly in his pyramid, mumbling to himself and munching on an old avocado.